In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. I know in your most of your books you say letter to the Hebrews because there's some, there's a great deal of controversy about it being written by St. Paul in modern times, but I always tend to believe the opinions of the fathers before the trends of modern scholarship. It's just one of those things. It is one of the more important parts of the Bible, which is saying something, because of course, you know, we know that all of the Bible is important because it's all inspired scripture. And it's not one of the Gospels, which are inarguably the most important part of sacred scripture, but it is very important. And one of the reasons that it is so important is that it speaks of revelation. And revelation is one of the most important things that we can understand. In fact, it was so important that one of the four major documents of the Second Vatican Council was dedicated to it. Dei Verbum, the sacred constitution on divine revelation. It's a very short document, but it's super important because it tells us what we believe, where it comes from. You know, are we like fundamentalist Protestants who say the Bible, sola scriptura? No, that was Protestant heresies. We believe in sacred scripture and tradition, but where do sacred scripture and tradition come from? They come from God, and specifically, they come from the fullness of sacred revelation, which is what? No, it's which is who? The person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His words, his deeds, and his person itself are all God showing himself to us, God's revelation. And that revelation is entrusted by Christ to the church to neither add to nor subtract from. Very important. And it's especially important for us here in Utah because it explains to us why there are no more prophets. Because God spoke to us in these last days through a Son, whom he made heir to all things, and through whom he created the universe. Who could improve upon what Jesus has to say and reveal about God? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.